Andrea Bocelli's voice is everywhere on TV commercials, in Las Vegas casinos, and at ice skating extravaganzas. He is an international pop star, but the Italian tenor says his true passion is opera, and he wants to introduce that music to his fans. Tom Vitale reports.
Andrea Bocelli says the first time he heard a tenor singing opera, it struck him like a bolt of lightning.
My mother tells me that I remained so surprised that immediately I stopped to cry. So from that time, every relative brought me recording and my passion grew up.
Bocelli grew up in rural Tuscany, where he began to study the piano at the age of 7 and to work with voice teachers. When he was 12, a combination of glaucoma and a soccer accident left him completely blind. It's a subject he won't talk about. In his 20s, Bocelli studied law in Pisa while singing nights in a piano bar. He practiced law for a year, then gave it up to take master classes with his idol, Franco Corelli. He was 35 years old when a record company executive heard him sing at a party in 1993 and signed him to a contract. In the past decade, the 6'2" tenor has become a megastar, selling more than 40 million CDs worldwide. Now he's on tour promoting a new record and performing at events ranging from the Nobel Peace Prize concert in Oslo to singing on a float in the televised Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade.
A ray of hope flickers in the sky. A tiny star lights up way up high.
Most important for Bocelli, he's getting the chance to chase his childhood dream.
My passion is for opera. It's my passion, and I hope that many people among my audience can listen to these works.
In the past 3 years, Bocelli has recorded a series of full-length operas, including Tosca, Il Trovatore, and La Bohème. Bocelli may be bringing a new audience to opera, but opera critics have not been kind to his forays into the classical repertory. Mostly they say he just doesn't have the physical and emotional range to sing the great roles. Matthew Gurevich wrote about Bocelli in the October issue of Opera News magazine.
Bocelli really is expressing in everything he does pretty much the same thing, yearning. I've never heard him sing jubilation. I've never heard him sing melancholy. I've never heard him sing rage. I've never heard him sing any big emotion. It's this one very vague emotion that you get.
Quando sono solo e sogno all'orizzonte mancano le parole.
It was that yearning in one soaring ballad, says Gurevich, that made Bocelli an international sensation 8 years ago.
What he will be remembered for, if he is remembered in 100 years, is for the song Con te partirò, which is what made him famous. It was very fresh at the time because we hadn't heard 100,000 songs like it sung by him. And it felt very emotional, felt very real.
It's not surprising that the song struck such a chord with the general public, says Anthony Tomasini, chief classical music critic for the New York Times. But Tomasini says when it comes to traditional opera repertory, Bocelli is not a great tenor. And when he ventures onto the stage to sing at opera houses without amplification, he lacks the training to project his voice.
There's this whole technique in opera where Even a small frame singer, a small frame soprano can fill the Metropolitan Opera House if you support the sound from the diaphragm. That takes a lot of training, and he just doesn't have that.
Andrea Bocelli says he can live with the criticism because his audience has always supported him. He dismisses opera critics as harsh by nature.
Bad critic makes news, no? But at the beginning, I was a little bit disappointed, but now I'm used. I don't care.
Critic Matthew Gurevich says whatever shortcomings Bocelli may have as a classical singer, no one can take away from his accomplishments in pop music.
He's a really impressive human being. It's not easy for anybody to go out there and perform. He has a few factors that make it more difficult. And he is somebody who can go out and make 30,000 people in an arena feel what he feels and love to be where he is. All I can say is, let the critics who want to trash him see if they can pull that off.
Andrea Bocelli says he doesn't know why he's so popular, but he thinks it's good for opera.
Many people forget that opera was born and grew up like a popular music, not for elite. And I think that it should be better to come back at the original roots of the opera.
Bocelli says next year he's hoping to record Carmen and an album of famous tenor arias. For NPR News, I'm Tom Vitale in New York.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
E sei già qua.